start your day at the Torreway, North West London, Sunday, Rosh Chodesh 7, 1st of 7, 21st of May. Ren Arab, Rebel Knofle Shlita, Shavuos. This week's Torreway have been sponsored Refu Shlema of Gita, Gala, Bas, Ruchama, Ayala, Shetichi, and Rabbi Yaakov Ben Rochel Leah, Neri Yoy. She is cool Refu Shlema, Bukura Besosh, Orchole Yisrael, Amen.
Rabbi said, "Bachoidesh Ashlishi, the Tseis Bnei Yisrael, Me'eretz Yisrael, Vayoyim Azeh Bo'u Midbar Sinai." On this day, they came to Midbar Sinai. That is, Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh 7. Rosh Chodesh 7, he came to Sinai. I grabbed it, did it this morning as well. I went to Sinai, and I came from Sinai to here. So, Mekayim Mashakusa B'Torah. Mekayim Mashakusa B'Torah. Now, from Chodesh 7, in the Gemara and Shabbos, it says, things began to happen towards Kabbalah Sotorah. Maybe beforehand already, it was Sfira Sa'oma beforehand, which was a hachuna for Kabbalah Sotorah, but this was serious, serious things began to happen. It says the next day, tomorrow it's called Yom HaMiuchas, yeah? And then he said, the Ribbon Shel Olam about in Tiyuri, Mamlechas Koyanim Ugoi Kodosh, and then there was backwards and forwards between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ribbon Shel Olam, Moshe acting as the agent between Kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, taking backwards and forwards the messages, okay? So that was the Achonos HaKamot. Then comes the big Machlokes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbonon say, which day was Matan Torah? Rabbonon say, Vov 7 was Matan Torah, which for us is the first day of Shavuos. Vov 7 was Matan Torah. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Zion, the Sivan, net not Torah. Well, says, Kul Alma, Shabbos, net not Torah, whether it was Vov or whether Zion, it was Vov 7 according to Rabbonon, was Zion 7 according to Rabbi Yossi. Now, there's no question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The idea was to give the Torah on Vov 7. No question whatsoever. Because it says in the Gemara of Avodah Zorah, and we'll come back to that, Blineda, the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, it says, Vayhi erev vayivoyke yoim ha shishi. Different to all the other days where there's no hey of ha, yoim echad, ha, yoim sheni, it's ha yoim, vayhi erev vayivoyke yoim ha shishi. The Gemara says, what's the hey all about? The Gemara says, Masib Reishis was just finishing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was finishing Masib Reishis, meeting Tanai with Masib Reishis and said, listen, Klal Yisrael are going to eventually be Makabal the Torah on the 6th of 7. Shishi is 6. Going to be Makabal the Torah on the 6th of 7. If they do, Harezeh Toiv. If they don't, Achzir Eschem Lesoihu Vavoyu. Means there's going to be no world. The world can't stand without Torah. If they're not going to accept it on the 6th of 7, no world is going to exist. Achzir eschem l'soyu v'voy. Azay shtei in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. Okay? Let's for a minute, I'll come back to it, explain, not exactly, but just a little bit, explain what happened here with the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yossi. Supposed to be on Vav 7, and Rabbi Yossi is also Moed, it was supposed to be on Vav 7. And the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe for some reason unknown to us, he was Moisif Yomecha Midatis. No, hold on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give it on 7th of 7 and not on the 6th of 7. As I said in the Gemara, Moisif Moshe Yomecha Midatis, which by the way creates a major halacha. And I'll try and explain just a little bit. When Klal Yisrael, they had to do Prisha, Me'isha, and there was two reasons, both Mitzad the Ish and Mitzad the Isha. But an Isha is called, what's in the Gemara says, Poiletes. She's Poiletes after she's been with her husband, she's Poiletes. And the Torah did not want to give, the Ribbon Shel Olam did not want to give the Torah when a woman was a poiletes, when she's poiletes zera after being with her husband. The Ribbon Shel Olam did not want to give the Torah. It's a tumah, it's a type of tumah. Similar to a man, it's a tumah by a woman, poiletes. So the Gemara says, Rabbanon hold poiletes is for 2 days, and that was enough for them to be ready for Vov Zivan. Rabbi Yossi says, no, poiletes is 3 days. That's what Moshe actually was mechadish. By Hoise Moshe Mechad Midatoi, that poiletes is 3 days. And because it's 3 days, the Torah could have to wait to be given only on Zion 7 and not on Vov 7. That is the mechadish. Now, let me be makdim another thing. We all know, maybe we don't, but we will know, Me'et Hashem, that the Yom Tov of Shavuos in the Torah is not, there's hints, but it's not connected to Kabbalah Satorah. The Yom Tov of Shavuos is Usfartem Lochem, Mimachos HaShavos, 50 days, Chamesh Yoyim, Mikraftem Incho Chadosho, and that's the day of Shavuos. In the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Torah mentions nothing at all about Kabbalah Satorah. The Yom Tov of Shavuos is a Yom Tov which is after Pesach, Chag HaKotzir, that is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Now the Yom Tov of Shavuos actually depends when there used to be Mekadesh Al Pi Ra'iyah, could have fallen on Vav Sivan, could have fallen on Hay Sivan, and could have fallen on Zayin Sivan. Happens to be that today that we are fixed calendar makes it on Vav Sivan. So listen to what's going on. Says the Mogen Avraham, I have a major kasha. What's my kasha? My kasha is, and please, Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully to the kasha, because I've heard Bale Darshonim going on with this kasha, and they did not know, the Bale Darshonim did not know what the kasha was. They said it over wrong, and they had it completely, completely wrong. Listen carefully to the Mogen Avraham's kasha. The Mogen Avraham's kasha is, he says, Vav Sivan is Shavuos. Vav Sivan is Shavuos. We pasken in Hilchas Nida, like Rav Yossi, that there's 3 days of poiletes. If there's 3 days of poiletes, if we pasken like Rav Yossi, that means we're paskening that the Torah was given on Zion 7. So Vav 7 is Shavuos, without any doubt. Vav 7 is Shavuos. And Zion 7, without any doubt, is the day of Kabbalah HaTorah. Now listen. In Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day Yom Tov. So Vav 7 is Shavuos, and the day after is Zayin 7, and Zayin 7 is Nitnot Torah. So Zamogen Avraham, and this is the Kasha. The Balei Darshonim, we say it over wrong, they say that Zamogen Avraham is asking, why isn't Shavuos on the Zayin 7? Yeah, that is not the Kasha. Zamogen Avraham asks the Kasha, how can we say in Davening, Zman Matan Torah Seinu? We're saying it on Vav 7, and it's not true. The Zman Matan Torah Seinu Lahalocha was on Zion 7 and not on Vav 7. So how can we be saying Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Vav 7? That's the Mogen Avraham's kasha. You hear? Not why is Yom Tov of Shavuos on Vav 7, because Zion 7 is the Matan Torah, and Vav 7 is Yom Tov of Shavuos. Rabbi said, if you haven't heard, if you come here just for that, to know what the kasha of the Mogen Avraham is, you've done yourself very, very well for today. Okay? But I'm going to talk a little bit more about it, because the Mogen Avraham says, maybe for us, big chizuk teretz, the Mogen Avraham says, it comes to be meramas, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, which Hoisif Moshe Yomechad Midata, that Moshe was Moisif Yomechad Midata, and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. So, listen, it means Eretz Yisrael is saying on Vav 7 is Man Matan Torah Sen, so are we. But Eretz Yisrael is saying on Vav 7 Matan Torah Sen, it's not really. All being Meramas, that Yom Tov Shavuos is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias as well, and therefore, interesting terrors, yeah? But as I state in Mogen Avraham, and I'm going to, B'nai Neder, try and explain it a little bit. It doesn't really, really, to us, make a lot of sense. Because how can it be that you're saying Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Vav 7, and it wasn't Zman Matan Torah Seinu, it wasn't Zayin 7. Okay, Second to that, I mentioned you the Gemara before in Avodah Zarah. Before in Avodah Zarah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Tanai. Now, there's no Dvorim B'Tehilim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Tanai, and he said that if Klal Yisrael are going to accept the Torah on Vov Sivan, then, fine, Mutav. If not, Achzir Eschem Nasoi Vavoyu. There was no Kiyum HaTanai. The Tanai never happened. They didn't accept it on Vov Sivan. The Torah was only given on Zion Sivan. So the Mas Abrashis should have fallen to pieces and gone back to Tayu Vavoyu. Tosfos is Kasha. Yeah, but that's the Kasha is the guys, as ich mit dir mach nach Tanai. Ja, Kim Tag Ritter, there's a Mishim Makam's on the Tanai. It's bottled. It's bottled. No, but you can't change a Matzias. The Ribbono Shel Olam put it into the Matzias. And not my Kasha, Tosfos has the Kasha. Tosfos has the Kasha. You know what Tosfos says? You know what Tosfos says? Kivon Shehor you roll it in. Maybe what you said, it was supposed to be on Vav Sivan, but Moshe extended it another day. That's why it's okay. But it isn't okay. I'm asking, it isn't okay. It didn't happen on Vav Sivan, it only happened on Zion Sivan. But what is going on? Okay?
What's the reason for the extension?
What don't you understand?
What's the reason for the extension?
Why Moshe Rabbeinu made the extension? I'm not going into that today. I said before, I don't know if you were here, I said before, I don't know why Moshe Rabbeinu did it, but he did. Yeah? He did. He found a good reason to do it, and he did it. I don't know why.
When did Bnei Yisrael say Na'aseh v'nishma?
They could have said Na'aseh v'nishma earlier in the week, but that's not when the Torah was given.
No. But he said, Imlo Yikablu, didn't it say? Kabbalah. Maybe that Kabbalah of
Na'aseh v'nishma. I'm telling you, Tosfos asked the Kasha. Listen, you can fancy that with Tosfos. Tosfos asked the Kasha, and Tosfos says, nah, it was supposed to be given on Vav, if not for Moshe being Yosef, but it wasn't. I'm asking, it wasn't. Okay? So I'm going to tell you over something which the Beis Halevi says it b'kitzah, but I want to elaborate on it, and then I'll come back to tell you what the Beis Halevi says. Yeah? What time are we now? 9:25. Okay? So the Masses are saying, we all know, Rashi, the first Rashi in Bereshis. Remember the first Rashi in Bereshis? Rashi says, Be'emes the Torah should have started with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, but the Torah, whatever, Rashi gives a reason why it starts with Bereshis Bora Lachim, and we wait for Pashas Boy for HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Why does Rashi choose HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem? Because there's admittedly three mitzvahs that there are in Seder Bereshis, which is Pruvu, Mila, and Gidah Noshe. And the sequence and the series of mitzvahs all starts with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. And HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem basically is the first of the mitzvahs once the Torah started giving the... It was before Kabbalah, so the Torah said HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Okay. Now, you know, there's a famous Yerushalmi in... Yishalmi, which the Shach brings down even the Halacha, Yishalmi says the following. We all know that the din is a girl who's less than 3 years old and she's nivala to somebody, her basulim come back. She doesn't lose her basulim, but basulim come back. Once she's 3 years old, her basulim won't come back. This is a matzias. Less than 3 years, 3 years old is not called a beer at all. The basulim come back. Now, says the Yerushalmi the following. A girl became 3 years old in Adar. She was nivala, yeah, which now her basulim won't come back. Klal Yisrael were ma'aber reshono, and they made now an Adar sheni after this happened. Yeah? Says Yerushalmi, she wasn't three then. Retrospectively, she wasn't three. Her basulim will come back. Which I want to bring out a point here. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Ribbono Shel Olam gave over the control, yeah, of a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, of the Zmanim. Ribbono Shel Olam gave it over to Klal Yisrael. You see, they can do things which have to do with the Metzius. And you know, the Tzlach famously says that the Shishal Sidrei Mishnah, Zroim, Moed, Noshim, Nezikin, Kodshim, Taharis, reads Zaman, Nakat. Zaman Nakat Zoim Moed Noshim Zikim Kodshim Taras. And the Tzrach says, it means with the Torah Shebal Peh, which was the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, which Ribbono Shel Olam also gave, Shas Kabbalah Satorah and Sinai, the control of Zaman was given over to the Chachonim. They control the calendar, they control everything, and Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyochol fits in accordingly as to the way Klal Yisrael. They decide, for one reason or other, and it says, Atem Philip Shegegim, Atem Afilim Mazidim, even if amazed, they don't do exactly as it should be, the Kiddush HaPiriyah. Everything goes according to the way Klal Yisrael are controlling the Zman. That's what the... Now I'll tell you another thing. The Nesivus, Nachlas Yaakov al HaTorah, he asks the Kashan. We have a Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus says, Maxi, what's the matter? I can't hear what he's saying. Oh, that clock stopped?
No.
Yeah, yeah. The Gemara says in Brochus, Loi kemidas hakodesh baruch hu midas basa v'dom. Odom moicher chayfetz dechavera, sells something to his chava. Hamoicher otzev v'alekeach sameach. Moicher sad, he needed to raise money for himself, so he had to get rid of something which had been in his house for generations or whatever. You've got to get rid of it, it can't be helped. He's sad, otzev v'alekeach. Paid money, it's got something worth his money, he's happy. Kodesh Baruch Hu, he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and the Baruch Hashem was also happy, even though he gave it to Klal Yisrael, he's still happy. So when the Sinner says, I understand, yeah? If I sell you a chayfetz, I don't have it anymore, and you have it. But the Torah is there for everybody. But also our own Atzei Shittim. So Ribbono Shel Olam hasn't lost the Torah. So why should he be sad? There's no reason for it. Why should he be sad? As a Nesivus, you're making a big mistake. When Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah over to Klal Yisrael, he handed over the keys of Maaseh Bereishis. How did he hand over the keys of Maaseh Bereishis? It says, "Istakel bo reisa ubora alma." Ribbono Shel Olam created the whole world according to the way the Torah is being run. So there's a Torah which Ribbono Shel Olam had in his possession for all those generations. Ribbono Shel Olam had the Torah in his possession. He gave it over now to Klal Yisrael. What changed? Plenty things changed. Today, or from Kabbalah Satorah onwards, even when the Ribbono Shel Olam had in mind in the Torah certain things, he created the Maaseh Bereishis according to that. Klal Yisrael are not always going to be mechaven to the emes of Torah. There's a klal, ein ledayin elo ma she'ein of royes. You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Zakdoma, don't blame me if I've come out with a halacha which is not the way the Torah meant it when, or the Ribbono Shel Olam meant it when he created the world. The Torah gave us a concession, ein ledayin elo ma she'ein of royes. Now listen to this. The Gemara says in Erevin, Golui v'yodua lifnei, mi she'oma v'hoyo ho'ilam. He said today, mi she'oma v'hoyo ho'ilam, in Baruch she'oma, mi she'oma v'hoyo ho'ilam. Golui v'yodua lifnei, mi she'oma. She, halocha k'rab meye b'kol mokon. Halocha is like Rameh everywhere. Elo, shelo yodu chachomim l'soif da'atay. What does it mean, lo yodu chachomim l'soif da'atay? The Torah, Ribbono Shel Olam says, Rameh is always right. We don't always paskan on Rameh. Faket, many times we don't paskan on Rameh. And the reason is because lo yodu chachomim l'soif da'atay. Rameh was super clever. And the chachomim were not yodu l'soif da'atay. And the halocha is like the chachomim. There was once a guest speaker here by one of the Daphne MEC, who was a Roman Elizabeth in America, a Pinchas type, it was called, and he said, Why does it say golu v'yodol lefnei mi she'oma v'hoyo olam? Golu v'yodol lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why golu v'yodol lefnei mi she'oma v'hoyo olam? So he said, when Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, he created the world to fit in with all the psukim of Rameya. Rameya paskened on something, it's Tevel, so the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. This is Tevel, and anyone who eats it is going to die, because eating Tevel, the Gemara says in Shabbos, is automatically going to make a person die. That's how the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. But because the Chachamim were loy yorad, the Seif Da'atoi, Ribbono Shel Olam had to change Master Bereishis because of that. Mechadesh betuvoi b'chol yoyim tovet Master Bereishis. So it says, Golei v'yodua lefnei mi she'oma v'hoyu ho'ilom. Ribbono Shel Olam created the world like Rameya, Elo shloyotu Chachamim the Seif Da'atoi. So Ribbono Shel Olam had to change it. So when Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah, he gave the keys to Maaseh Bereishis over to the Chachamim, over to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael now have the keys to Maaseh Bereishis that sometimes Ribbono Shel Olam is going to change the Maaseh Bereishis to fit in with the halacha that Klal Yisrael passed, even if they're not mechaven the emes. Now listen to this Chazal. Chazal tell us in Shabbos and in other places, Kol Dayan Hadon Din, watch this carefully, emes la'amitoi, Emes la'amitoi, nase shutuf la'kodesh baruch hu b'maase bereishis. Interesting loshon, emes la'amitoi, nase shutuf. No, it means exactly this. If he paskens it emes la'amitoi, was mechaven to what the Ribbono Shel Olam did. That's maybe that Rameya. Nase shutuf la'kodesh baruch hu, a partner to la'kodesh baruch hu b'maase bereishis. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have to change it. But if he paskens a din emes, because ein l'dayin el masha ein avroya, if he paskens it, it's emes. Then he's not shutuf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis, because Ribbono Shel Olam has to change the Maaseh Bereishis to fit in with the Pesach that Chachomim Paskin, even if they're not Mechavan the Emes. That is the Nekuda that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave over to Klal Yisrael, the control of anything, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is Maskim Al Yodom. Ribbono Shel Olam does exactly everything according to the way Klal Yisrael are going to Paskin. Here's a famous story. Shagasaria, he was Rov in the town of Alozha. There was a man there who had a certain machla. It's printed in the Chayav HaTorosah of Shagasaria. He had a certain machla. He was ill, sick. And he was going to go to Switzerland, where the best doctors were, or somewhere else in Europe, Chvaisnish. He was going to go. He was going to travel. His father came to him in the dream, said, "Don't travel." And he explained to him why. The machla that he had was a certain thing which is a shaila in the poskim, whether a behema and similarly a person is called a trefo or not. That was the machla that he had. The Shagasaria's psak was he's not a trefa, but all the other poskim are cholik. So he said, his father said to him in a dream, if you move out of the Shagasaria's town, you're going to die, because they all paskin the trefa. If you stay in the Shagasaria's town where they paskin like the Shagasaria, you're going to live. And he lived, and he lived, and he lived, and he lived. So you see the koyach here. The koyach is not just the koyach of Klal Yisrael, but it may be that different people in Klal Yisrael, different gedolim in Klal Yisrael, are going to have a different koyach. And in Valozhin, it's going to be like the Shagasaria, because that's how they were knowing. Outside Valozhin, it's not. You know, the Gemara says in Bov Matzia Daf Pei Tes, and there's a whole Arichis in the Drosha Soran about it, there was a certain Machlekes, the Gemara says, how we know it, that's Gemara's business, not mine. But the Gemara says there was a Machlekes in Masifta de Rokia, between the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Pamalia Shel Malo. There was a Machlekes about a certain halacha, the Hilchas Negoim, Hilchas Torah. Machlekes Baheres, Koidim Lesea, Seah Koidim Baheres, a Machlekes. And there was a Baskel that went out, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni Yachria. Machlekes Kaviyochel the Ribbono Shel Olam against with the Pamalei Shemala, and Rabbi Bar Nachmeni Shavim Achria, like who's the halacha. So the Drosha Soran explains, once the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, it's up to Klal Yisrael to pass the Shailas, and even if Kaviyochel the Ribbono Shel Olam was mechaven one way, but Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was machria, the fi ma she'ein of royas, and obviously we're talking about dayonim who've gone to the complete oimek within their powers and within their ability, and they've gone to and be mechavim to a psak kaviyochel, not like the Ribbono Shel, the halacha is going to be like bnei adam. That's all pshat in ein mashgichim bebaskoil. The Gemara in Bov Metzion on Tess with the story of the Tanur Shemachnoi. That is all the same idea. The Degel Machne Ephraim, the Zayda of my children, one of them there, Zayda Degel Machne Ephraim, was the Enikel of the Baal Shem Tov, the Enikel proper of the Baal Shem Tov. Degel Machne Ephraim, he says, you know how the Torah finishes? The Enikel Yisrael. You know how the Torah starts? Bereishis Bora Elokim. So Baal Machne Ephraim says, yes, the Enikel Yisrael, Bereishis Bora Elokim. According to the way Klal Yisrael are going to paskin their shailas, that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam does. That's what Ribbono Shel Olam does in Bereishis Bara Elokim, and that's what Maaseh Bereishis is all about. That's what he says, which is all Heinein Advarim as to what we're talking about. Okay, the Istakel Ba'oraisa Uboro Alma. Ribbono Shel Olam, this is a mefurish that Ribbono Shel Olam looked into the Torah as the blueprint to create the world. Yes, but sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam had to change it. And that all happened at Kabbalah Sotera. Now, boys, I want to explain to you. On Vov 7, and this was Vov 7, Hoysif Moshe Yemechad Midatoi. Suddenly, Yipzakoyach, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Ribbono Shel Olam when to give the Torah. Ribbono Shel Olam was saying, Vov 7, and Moshe Rabbeinu decided for whatever reason, no. B'zayim b'sivan it natoira. It's going to be b'zayim b'sivan it natoira. This koyach of Klal Yisrael having the ability to control and the keys to Maaseh Bereishis, that happened on Vav 7. Because that was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisif Yom Echad Midatoi. Now, he changed from Vav 7 to Zayin 7. There was a Kabbalah Sotera on that day, maybe the main Kabbalah Sotera. They didn't physically receive the Torah, but the Hoysif Moshe Yemechad Midatoi, that is what happened on Vav 7, and that is one of the biggest chalokim of Kabbalah Sotera. The fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave over the koyach that Moshe Rabbeinu and in future Klal Yisrael, they have the koyach to control, whether it's the Zmanim or whether it's any other halachas, that koyach was given already on Vav 7. So of course the Tanai was Niskayim. The Tanai, the condition that Vav 7 has to be Kabbalah Sotera, was because then Moshe Rabbeinu got that koyach. He was able to do the Hoysif Moshe Yemechad Midatei, which was the future koyach that Klal Yisrael got by receiving the Torah. And that happened on Vav 7. And now it's excellent. Hoysif Moshe Yemechad, Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah, there was a Tanai, Vav 7 had to happen. He says, yes, it was, because Hoysif Moshe Yemechad Midatei was part of Kabbalah Sotera. And that part actually took place on Vav 7, and therefore the Tanai was actually Niskayim on Vav 7, because Hoysif Moshe Yemechad Midatei. Beis HaLevi explains that is what the Mogen Avraham means, the remez of Yom Tov Sheni. The remez of Yom Tov Sheni is also Chazal. When we have Yom Tov, or Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, this is all to do with the koyach that Chazal have by saying, you know, every Yom Tov, we're all in the Gemara Lehedia, the Hashpos and the Ha'oros that come together with Yom Tov come down every single year. For us in Yom Tov Sheni, when we have Yom Tov Sheni in Chutzal, it's the same thing. It's Yom Tov. We govern the Tfilis of Yom Tov. Everything is Yom Tov. That is the koyach of the Chachomim. The koyach of the Chachomim is all part, and that's what the Mogen Avraham means. The Ram is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias means koyach the Chachomim have in the very first mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. That was the koyach. Now, I'm just going to add you one little nekuda, which Sefer Oinig Yom Tov says, and it's 100%. This machlokas between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi, whether Poletus is 2 days, whether 3 days, is how long the Zera remains active. Is it active only for 2 days, or is it active for 3 days? Imagine, when you paskin like Rabbi Yossi, the Zera is actually physically active for 3 days. That means a woman can be koilet Zera and produce a child from that Zera even after or on the third day. Whereas according to Rabbanon, once it's past 2 days, finished. So Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chosif Moshe Yamechel Midata, he didn't just push off the day of Kabbalah Sotaira. He actually was Meshana the whole Metzias, that the Metzias was now that a Zera can last for 3 days and not finish after 2 days. And that was the Kabbalah Sotaira that happened on Vav Sivan.